and welcome to the Small Piper podcast number 3. And thank you to everyone who listened to the podcast last week and who gave comments on the blog. It was really great. It kind of really made my morning when I logged into the blog page and there were all those comments, and that was just really great and really cool. Thank you very much. And I noticed that a few people said that they cheated last week by playing the tune with the dots. That it kind of isn't cheating, really. I have nothing against learning tunes with the dots, so I really don't mind. Download the dots, they're there to be played from. That's absolutely fabulous. And the tune this week, I'm not going to play it through 2 bars by 2 bars by 4 bars. I'm just going to play it through quite slowly a couple of times, maybe kind of playing the A part a couple of times and the B part a couple of times nice and slowly, but not breaking it down quite so much. I had a few people saying that it was quite an easy tune and that it really didn't need to be played through quite so thoroughly, so we're going to give it a go like this week and see if it's still okay, see if you prefer it. We'll just discuss and I'll make a decision when we've done this tune. The tune that I'm going to do this week is called Lullaby for the Sleepy, which is a tune I wrote, and it's kind of quite soporific and slow, really. I'm trying to stick with slow stuff at the moment because it's just a little bit easier whilst I'm getting used to the technology and all of that kind of stuff, just to do slow tunes. And that gives you more of a chance too, because I know that it can be quite tricky. And I can't remember if I talked about podcasting or not in the very first podcast. And I guess that you guys have worked out that I talked a lot about the technology, about the fact that iPods sync with iTunes, which sync with the iPodder, which is the podcast software, and you plug everything in and then all the new podcasts automatically download into your iPod. But you don't actually need to do it like that, as you must have worked out because you're listening to me babble on right now. It's kind of all come from the RSS feed, that the whole download automatically, blogs automatically download so that you know when somebody's posted something. It's kind of a bit like that. But I guess the point with being able to download straight into your iPod and then listen on your way home or in the car or the aeroplane, the problem with this, what I'm trying to do, is that you're going to be at home sat probably with your computer and you're not going to be on the road, because hopefully you'll be strapping on your pipes and playing along. So at that point I kind of think, well, what's the point of doing a podcast? Why don't I just build a web page? Which I did actually do that, so I've got another 4 slow airs on a web page with different learning styles examined. I'll give you the web address on the blog that you've picked this up from. So it's just on my master's website. So if you want to have a look at that, then that'll give you 4 more tunes that I've taught in different styles. So I'm actually having difficulties now finding slow airs that either myself or Johnny have written. So I guess I'm going to have to write some more, or maybe do some traditional ones. It's a possibility, but I'm sticking with my own ones for kind of ethical, they're definitely mine. I'm allowed to do this with my tunes. So I'll stop ranting a bit about podcasting. Thank you very much for listening again. Okay, so lullaby for the sleepy. And here it is, all the way through with some kind of garage bandy type accompaniment, very cheesy, which the chords probably don't fit, but I guess that doesn't really matter for this. It just gives you something to play along to. It's a duet again, like last week. I used to be a peripatetic flute teacher and went around to different schools teaching the flute, and I always used to really like playing duets. It just kind of sounded better than the pupil just sat there playing on their own, so I'd always either play the piano or play a duet. So I kind of have taken that into the podcasting, and so I've done duets. I'll make that a bit clearer on the music this time, because I think it was a bit I didn't say that, so it was a bit confusing. So it is a duet, and here it is, all the way through.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
And now I'm going to take it through just a little bit on the slower side so that you can play along with it in this section before playing along with the duet part. So here's the A part, nice and slowly. And finally, here it is with, this is the GarageBand version again, but without the melody part, you are the melody. If you'd like me to record it or perform it on here without the tune, the melody, without the harmony, then give me a shout on the blog and I'll do that like that next time. So here now is the final playing of the lullaby for the sleepy, the harmony part and the accompaniment, and you are the tune. So here it goes. Thank you. And that's it for this week. I hope that you've enjoyed the tune and that you've managed to learn it. That's absolutely great. If you can leave me some feedback on the podcast blog, then that would be absolutely wicked. And we'll see what comes back from this one. And then hopefully next week I will record another podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.